The Patient by Mary Carr. At the end, we prayed for death, even phoned funeral homes from his room for the best cremation deal. But back when he was tall, he once put my ailing cat to sleep, or helped the vet and me hold it flat to the table while we felt all muscles tighten for escape, then freeze that way. Later, in my father's truck, I held the heavy shoebox on my lap. He said, "I ever get like that, you do the same." I remember the slight weight of my 10-year-old head nodding without a pause. We peeled from the gravel lot onto the rain-blurred road. What did I know of patience then? Or my dad, for that matter, shifting gears. Each white second was knit into a sheet that settled over his features like a snowfield. "Forgive me, Father, this terrible face. I was the patient one. I got what I wanted.